I'm David Nacht, and welcome to the latest edition of the EBU Radio Sport Podcast. In this episode, we'll meet two generations of sports journalists as Radio Romania celebrates 90 years of broadcasting.
My name is Stefan Alexiu. I am editor-in-chief for Radio Romania Actualități, Radio Romania News. And this is Alexandru Țențu. Alex.
23 years old, young collaborator, reporter.
The youngest member of sport department.
EBU's Radio Sport Podcast. The headquarters of Radio Romania are set in an impressive Stalinist building on a quiet back street in central Bucharest. This isn't a modern building by any stretch of the imagination. Small offices and studios are hidden behind hundreds of doors along endless curving corridors. The sports department lives on the third floor. You know you're in the sports department because trophies and football wall charts adorn the two connected offices. Here we meet Stefan Alexiu and Alex Țențu. Stefan is an imposing giant of a man, warm and welcoming, and clearly proud of the department that he leads.
My usually day is to manage all the sport department and the editorial part of Radio Romania News. I still steal some moments, then I am only a sport broadcaster. Yesterday night I broadcast a handball match for Radio Romania, and sometimes I wake up earlier in the morning to edit the sport news for the first part of the day. Part of this job, part of my colleagues covered the morning programs, the most important part of our programs. Coffee morning news.
Alex is a tall, skinny young man. He could be a basketball player or a high jumper, but instead, he's the youngest member of the Radio Romania sports team.
This was my first job. Here I came 2 years and a half ago. I'm still studying. I'm at the university at mass media management. I will finish next year, and then I could totally focus for this job.
Alex is still earning his stripes at Radio Romania. As such, he's not currently allowed to travel to international matches.
I'm covering some international events, but just from my PC or from in front of TV, because I can't leave the country.
This is the problem, because he's not hired with all facilities, and for that reason we use him to broadcast only in Bucharest region. But in a few days, I hope this will be arranged.
Maybe after this interview, for sure.
If Alex is still earning his stripes, Stefan is clearly the most decorated member of the team.
In my career, I have a lot of collaboration with a lot of sports television, local sports television, as Eurosport, also with Sport One, Telesport that disappeared, and Romanian television. And also I was a press officer for Davis Cup for Romanian Tennis Federation. I was the announcer of the Romanian national team, football national team, for many years, for about 20 years. Part of this showbiz, because it's a showbiz. We have to recognize that sport remain a showbiz and a very important part of this.
When it comes to showbiz, Radio Romania has been in the game for 90 years. Since its first broadcast on November the 1st, 1928, the broadcaster has witnessed huge political change, topped off by the restoration of democracy in 1989.
Throughout that time, sport has been a constant on the airwaves.
The first broadcaster, sport broadcaster, was Gyorgy Tsari, was officer. In 1933, he made the first live match transmission.
Romania against Yugoslavia.
Romania against Yugoslavia that time. And we won with 1-0.
And so the cycle continues. From that historic broadcast in 1933, right up to a relatively mundane match on a Monday evening in Bucharest.
I'm going to a football game. It's the 14th round of our championship against Concordia Chișinău and Gazmetan Mediaș. Two small teams, but Gazmetan Mediaș is a revelation this season. It's in the fifth place nowadays, but last season they were about to relegate. So now it's a big game. Concordia Chișinău is a team who beats FCSB, a big team in Romania, 2 weeks ago. And it's coached by Dorinel Munteanu, a former international player in Romania, the most capped player in Romania, over 130 caps for Romania. So it will be an interesting game.
Aici, București, Radio România Actualități.
The frequent contacts within our radio sport group have shown me that there are various methods used by our membership in terms of staffing and technical provision. Many broadcasters have reduced their technical budgets, and many sports journalists work alone at the match. They usually plug in their equipment and start delivering their commentary. Radio Romania clearly takes a more traditional approach.
Because we are a public station, I think we have the best tools in Romania, the best technical part, the best technicians. So for us, the broadcasters are more easy because we don't have to plug things. We just hear, we are going there and broadcast the game. After that, we're going to flash interviews and send them here in production cabins.
Violeni Coană se arată la combinație cu pasă pentru Erico da Silva, șutul lui Erico! Oh, ce șut Erico da Silva, 40 de metri!
Any radio on this country don't have the power to cover the matches, to pay the interest for our professional league, because we have to pay some money for this live broadcast, not as much as television pay. But it's the interesting sums of money for radio, and the policy of our management is to support this interest.
It's reassuring to hear that Radio Romania's management fully understand the importance of maintaining key sports properties. As more and more sports disappear behind TV paywalls, radio has an increasing responsibility to deliver free-to-air coverage. It's sad to note that some experts are predicting the demise of radio as youth audiences head online for their content.
The future is not so bright for radio, we have to recognize, but we change our idea. I really don't know it will be so bright on air, but I hope it will be bright on internet.
Stefan believes that he can inspire young people to do more than just listen to their favorite sport.
We try to explain them the importance of the sport for them, not only to develop them physically, but also mentally, because I can give you an example. We have a special program about 2 months, and we present there with some such sportsmen in our country in various kind of sports, and I think it's an example for the young generation to follow them, to try to practice sport, because it's very important for them.
And this is an often forgotten aspect of public service broadcasting, and something that UNESCO highlighted as part of their World Radio Day celebrations earlier this year. Radio is a powerful medium that can promote healthy living. So, is Stefan a man of his word?
Sometimes I still practice. Tonight I will play tennis with my elder friends because it's better than that. And sometimes I still swimming because I played water polo for. I was in the national junior team about 45 years ago. I don't want to mention exactly.
And there we leave Stefan and Alex as they celebrate 90 years of radio in Romania. It's always great to meet the people who are making sports radio around the world, especially our dear and much-loved EBU members. In the next episode of this podcast, we'll be looking at how handball is brought to life on the radio. And in a future episode, I'd like to take the chance to answer your questions about public service broadcasting, about sports radio, about editorial or technical matters. If you've got anything that you'd like to ask, please reach out via my Twitter, @DavidKnight1 or @SportOnRadio. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and thanks again to Stefan Alexiu and Alex Sensu.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. EBU's Radiosport Podcast.